right, good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the August 1st, 2018 meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Saperstein?
Here.
Dr. Lagatuda? Mr. Dressler?
Here.
Mr. Peters?
Here.
And Chair Cox?
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum.
Good, thank you. First item of business is the approval of minutes from the June 6th, 2018 meeting. Is there any discussion?
I'll move the minutes.
All right.
A second that.
The motion, a second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
I'll abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next agenda item is request for continuance or addition of ex agenda items. Do we have any requests for continuance or addition of ex agenda items?
My name is Jennifer Richardson, Deputy County Counsel. I represent the district on behalf of this petition for abatement. Currently, it appears that no one from Greco Oil and Gas is present, so we would suggest perhaps trailing that item until after the administrative agenda in case they're running late, and if nobody arrives when you're ready, then we can discuss continuing this item.
Okay. Does anyone have any issue with moving this agenda item towards the back?
They were noticed, right?
Yes. Mr. Chair, board members, they were served. However, Greco Oil and Gas has changed its name and possibly reorganized. So to have the most defensible and enforceable order of abatement, we've been discussing potentially continuance to reevaluate service and potentially serve some additional Greco entities to make sure we have an enforceable order.
Okay, thank you.
So, yes, no problem putting it at the end, okay. But that adds another 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. All right, so we will go ahead and move that to towards the end. Okay, and next item is announcement and staff reports. Are there any announcements or reports from the staff?
No, there are no announcements.
Thank you. Next item is public comment. Now is the time for members of the public to speak on items that are not on the agenda. Do we have anyone from the public to make comments? Okay, next item is the public hearings. There is one case today. Will the clerk please read the case in the record?
I'm sorry, Mr. Okay. Chair. Did you want to do the administrative agenda first then and push the hearing?
Oh, yes.
To give a couple more minutes?
So. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Good
point. So for the administrative agenda, do we have any issues?
I'll move the administrative agenda.
Okay. And then for
second.
As changed.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstain? Thank you. All right. So now we can go into the public hearings. We've got one case today, so I'll ask the clerk to please read the case into the record.
Case number 2018-09-A. This is a hearing to consider a petition by the control officer of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District, submitted on July 10th, 2018, for issuance of an order of abatement pursuant to Health and Safety Code Section 42450. Due to continued storage of petroleum product in two emergency pits at the Las Flores lease in violation of the conditions of permit to operate 07307-R10 and District Rule 344. And the permit holder is HBI Cat Canyon Inc., FKA Greco Oil and Gas Inc., located at 2617 Clark Avenue, Santa Maria, California, 93456.
Mr. Chair, board members, it doesn't appear anyone from Greco Oil and Gas has shown up in the past couple minutes while we tried to stall. As I mentioned, we do know that some people associated with Greco are aware of the hearing. We did serve we served HVI Cat Canyon, which is Greco Oil and Gas's new name change. However, we request a continuance, and it's up to the discretion of your hearing board whether to grant that continuance. And the reason is we would like to have the most enforceable order of abatement should we need to enforce it, if and they do not comply. So we'd like to reevaluate service and potentially serve some additional GRECA entities and some companies.
Okay. Any comments on this?
And can we have any conversation about
sure.
the proposed order and then
oh.
continue it,
oh,
or should we just continue it for?
I don't think you want to get into the nuts and bolts of the case or the order.
Okay.
If you're going to continue it.
Then on the advice of county council, do we need a formal motion to continue it?
You would, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd move to continue the hearing. I think we can have a discussion after I make the motion.
Yeah, get a motion and a second, then we can continue.
I'll
second
that.
Okay. So any discussion?
Do you have a recommendation on a continuance duration period?
Mr. Chair and Hearing Board Member Peters, we would be ready in the September 5th hearing. That's the next hearing of your board.
Thank you.
I'm a little concerned that there's this ongoing compliance issue. It's been going on from reading this report for a long time. And for GRECA to be able to avoid an abatement order simply by not showing up seems to me that that could be intentional. And what if they don't show up next time and the time after? At some point, is the district going to make a decision to go ahead and have the hearing whether or not representatives of the company are here?
I can tell from my perspective is, since they've changed names, that's where the potential legal issue is, correct?
Chair, Board Member Cox, and board members, that's correct. So GRECA, they change their names often, they reorganize, we track down some registered agents and serve some entities, but I don't know the reason why they're not here, but that could potentially be one of them. So we would just prefer to serve a number of additional people so we have a solid record going forward. But again, it's at the discretion of your board whether or not to continue the item.
I mean, I don't really have a issue with if they're not here. My concern is the legal enforcement.
And 30 days for council to be comfortable that they've done what they can to make sure appropriate notice is given. It's already been 2 years into what I agree has been, I suppose I shouldn't say anymore. So another 30 days to me doesn't seem inappropriate.
Mr. Chair, board members, Ms. McNally reminded me, just to clarify, so say the board were to take action today and were to enter the order for abatement. If GRECA did not comply with the order, meaning emptying the pits within 30 days, the district intends to forward the order to the district attorney for enforcement. So that's something in the back of our minds, that if this should go to the district attorney, we would want to have a strong record as possible so they could proceed with enforcement.
Okay. And is there no appeal to the main APCD board of this, so that's direct referral to district attorney? Or?
I believe it's you've got the final decision here on your abatement order, since it's been requested of the hearing board to make that decision.
Okay. And so where is that appealable to Superior Court, if they want to take a writ against the hearing board?
Mr. Chair and board members, that could be a potential path for GRECA if they wanted to dispute the order of abatement. The district's path to go forward, though, would be to refer to the district attorney.
If they fail to comply.
Correct.
And have they given any other notice that they are cleaning up again, or is that...
Good morning, Chair Cox and members of the hearing board. My name is Caitlin McNally, the Compliance Division Manager at the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District. And yes, yesterday I spoke on the phone with representatives from GRECA and their environmental consultant. And
They informed me that they were emptying the pits. In addition, our inspector went out and inspected the status of the pits. They have made progress, but both pits are not currently empty to our satisfaction, so they are still in violation.
Mr. Chair, just wondering whether Greca had any indication when you spoke with them yesterday, the representatives, whether they were aware of today's hearing and intended to show up.
Yes, so I spoke with them again after we had our inspection and made our decision about how we would proceed today at about 4:45 p.m. yesterday afternoon. I spoke with Jeanette Boyer at Greca and informed her that we were still planning on having today's meeting and moving forward with the request for abatement order. And I asked her if she would be attending today's meeting. She informed me that she would not be and asked who from Greca would be, and she said she was not sure and that she would be talking to the general manager and the president.
So I guess a question I have then is, if they do clean up and meet requirements before we were to meet again, what is the district's, what would the district do? I mean, I don't know, are there still fines? Are still, I mean, how does that work?
Mr. Chair, board members, from an order of abatement path, if they did comply, the district would be internally discussing if we would want to withdraw this petition for an order of abatement. But aside from the order of abatement, Ms. McNally can address ongoing fines and the mutual settlement process.
Yes, Chair Cox and members of the board, if they comply with the notice of, so the notice of violation is still outstanding. Compliance has not been achieved, so we have not yet processed that in our mutual settlement program to assess penalties for the violation. Our policy and practice is to wait until compliance has been achieved and then we initiate the process for settlement. So we would initiate that at that point and work through that process to assess the penalties.
Okay. So we have a kind of a binary decision to make this morning is what you're presenting. We can continue this or we could find them in default of not attending the hearing and rule against them. Are those the two choices?
Board Member Cox and board members, if your board declines the request to continue, we are prepared. We could make the presentation for the order of abatement, and then it would be within your discretion to grant the order of abatement or not, or you could potentially continue after the hearing.
That would get their attention. It would show support of staff and our enforcement.
Board Member Peters, I can sympathize with your feeling because I felt the same way, but I think I would tend to want to defer to staff's caution here, so I think I can support the motion as it has been delivered.
One question I have, if we do continue it for 30 days, does that give you enough time to give the proper notice to a whole different entity if you need to do so?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Zuliger, yes, we believe so. And then should the September hearing come and they're still in violation, we'd be ready to move forward. And if no one from Greca appeared, I think we'd be comfortable moving forward without them here.
I mean, I just want
to...
No. So...
frustrating, but...
Extremely frustrating. Go ahead.
Yes. No.
Oh.
No more comments.
So, I do have one other question, though, before we move on, is, since we've had discussions on this, is this something that we need to have people sworn in, since we had some...
No.
Sure not? Okay.
Not at this point.
Okay. So, I guess, for the best that we could possibly do, and, you know, an admonishment from the board, don't know if it really means much in their perspective, but the fact that the board is extremely concerned with what's going on. But I do have a motion and a second to defer this. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. We'll defer this. Okay. All right.
Should we keep our packages?
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Board Member Dressler, yes, evidence will all be the same. There could potentially be some updates if there's any emails or correspondence, but I recommend keeping the current evidence in position.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go to the item that we deferred on here. So the request for continuance or addition. Oh, we just did that. Okay. Well, then I think if there are no other items, we are ready to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Abstain?
September 5th.
Okay. Thank you. We are adjourned.